West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, those of you giving thought to running for the vacant Senate District 30 seat for the year 2024 have little time to finalize that decision, as the state has set qualifying for that race for today, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And you'll do that in Atlanta. The special election is set for February the 13th, and members of all parties will run together with no primaries to select nominees. Now, if no one wins a majority on February the 13th, the top two candidates would advance to a runoff on March 12th, the same day as Georgia's presidential primary. The special election was announced following Republican Mike Dugan's resignation from the Senate seat to run for Congress in the 3rd Congressional District. The winner will serve as District 30 Senator for the remainder of this year only. The state has yet to confirm, but officials at this time suspect that the special election would be run using district lines lawmakers drew in 2021, not the new lines they drew last month to satisfy a federal court order. However, when the District 30 seat is on ballots for the primary election in May and the general election in November, the new maps would be used. The two maps include all of Harrelson County in the district, but different parts of Carroll, Paulding, and Douglas counties. Friends of an elderly Carrollton man who reportedly lost everything in a house fire on Friday have started a GoFundMe page to assist getting him back on his feet. The homeowner was described as a kind, sweet, hardworking, selfless man who is always willing to help others. Approximately 4 a.m. Friday, Carroll County Fire responded to a call at 111 Carrollton Tyus Road. According to reports, the 74-year-old resident and his granddaughter were sleeping, but were awakened by flames. Firefighters attempted to control the blaze, but the fire spread so quickly the entire contents of the home was destroyed. The home was not insured, according to the GoFundMe account, which as of Monday morning had raised close to $3,500 of a $30,000 goal. Both occupants escaped injury. They are being assisted by the Red Cross. Cause of the fire remains under investigation. Police in Villarrica are investigating a report of shots fired at an apartment complex Saturday evening. VRPD Public Information Officer Blake Terry says shots were fired in the Hampton Courts apartment complex on Industrial Boulevard, but no victims or suspects were identified over the weekend. He says tenants heard gunshots and shell casings were found outside. One round hit a nearby dumpster. Terry says no cameras, no eyewitnesses, not even a suspicious, uncooperative nearby apartment. He says everyone gladly spoke to officers and allowed them to look around. Parents of Carroll County Schools students who would be impacted by the district's attendance line changes planned for the 2024-25 school year should be receiving email notifications as well as letters in the mail this week. In December, the Carroll County School Board of Education approved a new strategic initiative that shifts multiple school attendance zones. The strategy includes master plans for each campus and attendance zone changes that impact all five clusters of schools in the system, but not every school, and are aimed at better distributing enrollment growth that is occurring primarily in the northeastern portion of Carroll County. Overall, the changes shift attendance zones east, sending about 450 Villarrica students to the central Mount Zion and Temple zones. The central zone loses about 120 students north of Carrollton to the Mount Zion district, while about 30 students are shifted from the west of the Temple cluster to Mount Zion. Finally, the Bowden zone gains about 220 students from the western and southern parts of the Mount Zion zone. The school's district is hosting four cluster information sessions beginning later on this month. Parents have a limited time to request a waiver so that their student may remain at their current school if interested. CarMax this Thursday hosting a one-day hiring event to support its new standalone reconditioning center located in Carrollton. The exclusive purpose of the state-of-the-art facility will be to recondition used vehicles to be sold to customers at CarMax stores in the Atlanta region with the ability to ship nationwide. The company aiming to hire up to 100 automotive professionals by February of 2024 and an additional 100 automotive professionals by early 2025. Open positions at the center include technicians, detailers, painters, supply associates, and more. There will be job opportunities for both new and seasoned automotive professionals. Thursday's hiring event will be at 590 Hayes Mill Road, Suite B in Carrollton, 10 a.m. until 7 o'clock p.m. Villarrica City Council on Tuesday is scheduled to determine the fate of an 80-year-old family-owned company's plans to set up their new headquarters in the city of Villarrica. Uber Materials, a company that provides wholesale distribution of architectural aluminum metal products for use in high-end interior and exterior trim work, is asking the city to approve a rezoning of approximately 20 acres at the intersection of Highway 61 and Whitworth Road to allow for their plans to move along. Company officials say the project would add approximately 55 to 60 skilled job opportunities. The property is directly adjacent to single-family homes to the south, single-family and vacant land to the west and north, and vacant land and Ithaca Elementary School to the east. Now, residents have expressed concern over traffic, the buildings being so close to a subdivision and a school, and potential chemical contamination. The company argues that there is no noise or other nuisance that extends outside of the building facility itself. And they say compared to the current C2 zoning and most other zoning uses, the light industrial use will have a lower impact on the surrounding area in terms of traffic, on-site activity, and noise. Villarica's Planning and Zoning Commission and city staff have recommended that Villarica City Council deny this rezoning request. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.